So we begin Perek Amar Rabbi Akiva, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph from the bottom. We saw a few blocks, a little bit out of order, the Gemaras which have to do with Matan Torah. And now we're going back to Perek Amar Rabbi Akiva. We're going to see throughout this Perek that it has very little to do with our Masechta, very little to do with Shabbos. So we're going to take a little bit of a break from classical Hilcha Shabbos, Malacha Shabbos, and so on. Rashi, the first Rashi, I mean, let's just see the Mishnah. Rav Akiva, Menayin L'Avodah Zorah Metame B'Masa Kenido. How do I know that Avodah Zorah is Metame B'Masa? If a person is holding, carrying an idol, that they are now Tame, this Tumas Masa, like a Nido. Shenamar Tizrim K'Meidavat Sey Tumah Loi. Because there's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, and we'll see the nature, what the nature of this Tumah is. But Tizrim Kamedava, the Navi is saying that Lasid Lavi, when finally you come to your senses and you throw away your idols, Tizrim, you'll kind of chuck them out, Kamedava, like a woman who is a Nida, that just like a woman who is a Nida, she is out, she is removed, she's at a distance. Say, Tamar Loi, so too you will say, off you go out. To the Avodah Zarah, so there is some comparison, albeit a pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah, a pasuk in Nach, between Avodah Zarah and Nida, and therefore we say, Man Nida Metame B'Masa, Avodah Zarah Metame B'Masa. Fine, so we have a Mishnah, and the ninth paragraph of Shabbos telling his dinim about Tumas Avodah Zarah. What does that have to do with our Masechta? Says Rashi, Yom Rabbi Giva Menayel Avodah Zarah, Mishum Deboi L'Misni B'Hadayu, Minayin Shemachitzin Esamila Kail Lahu Lahanach the Damian Law. So says Rashi, because we eventually are going to ask a similar question, and we're going to say, from where do I know, what is the source that you're machitz the Mila, that you're allowed to give a drink, you're allowed to wash the child on the third day post bris. So we ask various minayin la this, minayin la that, and we ask a question over there which has to do with Hilcha Shabbos. So therefore we include this also, this Mishnah also. Tesis is bothered by Rashi, Tesis two lines down, the Ein Nira, Dimkein, Behahu, Havilei Lahaschil. So then wouldn't it have been more logical to begin with that? Begin with the Mishnah on Pevav, which says, how do I know that you are allowed to be marchitz a child post Mila. And then we'll bring all the other menayin, this, menayin, that, and so on. So Tezis says, Void Havelei L'misni B'Perek Rebbe Elazar de Mila. Also, why would that not be included in Rebbe Elazar de Mila, which speaks about these types of things? Elanira Agav de Tana La'el B'Seif Hamaitzi Kroy de Asmachta. We brought various psukim, which are not actually mi'ikradin, but rather things which are an asmachta. We brought these psukim of le'yimotze b'mechitase cheres l'chafis eish, and so on. So because we brought at the end of the previous psukim, psukim which are not actually the real source, but they're just an asmachta and so on, therefore nakit nami hani kroy the asmachta. And so on, because these psukim are also going to be an asmachta ba'alma, meaning the din, just to mention important, that one might learn this Mishnah, this sugya, and one might assume that the din of Tumas Avodah Zarah is a din Torah. And we'll say, well, there's Tumas Zivus, and there's Tsaras, and there's Tumas Nevela, and there's Tumas Mace, and there's another type of tumah called Tumas Avodah Zarah. And it's learned out from a hekesh shenida, but the din is this is only midrabanan. So this pasuk is in asmachta ba'alma. The Rambam in Vav of Shara Vesatuma begins by saying tumas avodah zarah midivrei seferim. It is a din the rabbanan. The Rambam says v'yesh la remez min haTorah. There is a pasuk in the Chumash which alludes to some type of a tuma. Because the pasuk says, "Hasiris elehei hanechar asher b'sechachem v'hiteharu v'chlifusim leisechem," says the Rambam, "the arba aves hatuma yeshba." So within the whole parsha of Tumas Avodah Zarah, we're going to look at it as if there's four aves, avoid Zara Atzma, the avoid Zara itself, umishamsheha, and the things which are used to be mishamashit, vitikrovis shalah, meaning the things which are offered up to the avoid Zara. So let's say if it's various types of incense, things which are used, or karbanos which are offered up to it, v'yayin shenesnaseich lo, and so to wine which was poured out in honor of the avodah zarah, says the Rambam, v'tumas kulon midivrayem, the tuma of all of these types of things is midrabanan. Yes, we have this pasuk of Tizrim k'medava, but it's all mesmachta, it's all midivrayem. And just to remember, we're dealing with a Tuma Durabanan. That's going to be quite important when we see the Sigya.
Where are we exactly? Which Daf are we on?
We are in Daf Heves Amud Aleph. We're at the beginning of Amar Begiv. We said we're going to go back to the beginning of the Perek. Apologies. The beginning of Perek Amar Begiv. We skipped last week. We saw Pevav, Amud Beis, Pezayin, Peches. We're on Peches Amud Aleph, so now we're going back to the bottom of Pevez Amud Aleph. So again, let's read the Mishnah one more time. Amud Begiv, Amenayin, Lavi, the Zara, Shematam, Bebemasa, Kenida, Shnever, Tizrim, Kemaydava, Tsei, Taimar, Loi, Mani, the Matam, Bebemasa, Afavay, the Zara, Matam, Bebemasa. Just like a Nida, there's Tumas Masa, so to buy Avay, the Zara, there is Tumas Masa. Good. Ten awesome. We learned in Meseches Avodah Zarah. Mi Shahaya Beisoy Samach La Avodah Zarah. Or the Bach says, Mi Shahaya Koisloy Samach La Shera. So, his house, it shares a wall with a house of Avodah Zarah. Vinachal. And then the shared wall collapses, it falls down. So we have a problem. If you're going to rebuild the wall to your house, you're also going to be rebuilding the wall for the base of Avodah Zarah. Zok the Mishnah, Asur Livnei Yisrael. You're not allowed to rebuild it. Rashi says, the bottom Rashi on the page, Dekamahani L'Avodah Zarah, because, in other words, even though this is not your intention, and your intention is to rebuild the wall of your house, but you're also rebuilding the wall of Avodah Zarah. Yeah, I don't know if this is a ha'ara or not, but in essence, I would have thought from our brief encounters and with this topic so far, we've spoken about the concept of a psik ratio. If you do action X, and it happens to be that inevitably it causes Y, but that is not your intention. Your intention is to do X, but it brings out a Y. So that's the concept of psik ratio. And we've mentioned several times the Moedra of Shimon, psik ratio. Shimon agrees to the concept of psik ratio, and you're going to be chayiv. However, what about if it's a case of a psik ratio, deloy michale? I specifically don't want this to happen. So then it's not so poshut that Rabbi Shimon agrees to psik ratio, deloy michale. Maybe it's only in a case of a psik ratio where it's micha for me, the result. So here, I just want to build a wall of my house. I'm not interested in doing anything for the Avodah Zarah. I'm not particularly happy that my wall happens to its neighboring wall of an Avodah Zarah. So, l'chera, one would have thought it's a psik ratio to le'nichale le'gabi what I've done to the Avodah Zarah. And there certainly are shittas rishonim, for instance, the famous shita of the Aruch, the psik ratio to le'nichale is permitted. Ladina, Allah Maisav, Sikresh Dalinihle is mutter. So perhaps over here, maybe I saw this somewhere, perhaps we're gonna have to stay over here to explain this. That Mihumra da Avodah Zarah we're machmir. Meaning that at times we find that uncharacteristically we are machmir in Avodah Zarah. I seem to recall a taz in Hilchas Avodah Zarah that even though in theory if we would apply the regular Dinei Torah would be Mekel. In a case, it's a case of Sfek Sfek, and the Taz says, we're Machmer for Sfek Sfek in Avodah Zarah. Because of the Chumrah of Avodah Zarah, we're Machmer. So maybe a similar thing over here. The Chumrah of Avodah Zarah, we don't care that it's only a psik ratio to Reinichalei, we're going to be Machmer. I believe there's such a pshat. Agabanim. Tan also Mishnah Yabez his stomach lavay the zara vinafel, it fell down. Also livnaisay. Kate said, "Yeah, so what should you do? Tainis latzich shloi daradamis. You need to go." Let's say the case is like this. This is the neighboring wall, and this is my house over here. And on this side is the avodah zara. So if this wall falls down, so I'm not allowed to rebuild it. What do? I bring this wall 4 amos within my property, and I build the wall over here. That's what I do. Now the Gemara Avodah Zarah asks a question, 1 second, but if you do that, haven't you in essence given the Avodah Zarah an extra 4 amos? They're probably going to be very pleased. They've got a larger area. They'll be able to invite more members. They've got an extra 4 amos of space. So says the Gemara, let's see, Kenis Atechla Daon Amos Ubayne. That's what you do. And if you look at the bottom tesis over in Pepe Zaman Aleph, Tesis says, when Mesechus Avodah Zarah, Parech Allah, Vahashavik Ramcha, Avodah Zarah, you're giving additional space for the Avodah Zarah. That doesn't make sense. Mishani Law, and the Gemara over there answers and says, no, in the 4 amos in between, either you build a Beis HaKiseh for children, or you fill it up with thorns and so on, so that the Avodah Zarah is not able to benefit from it. Continues the mission over there, Hayesh Avay Vishal Avodah Zarah. Let's say if the wall actually belonged to both of you, meaning you came ahead, the case was you had a non-Jewish shutuf, and you said, I want to build a house. He said, I want to build a house. He said, great, let's share a wall. So we'll come up with a cost together, and we'll contribute the bricks together. And then this non-Jewish neighbor decides to turn his house into a base of Avodah Zarah. So Hayu Shaloi Vishal Avodah Zarah, if the wall, the thickness of the wall, the entire wall belongs to both, so then Nida Mechza Mechza. So then you have to consider that 50% of the actual bricks, as well as the actual thickness, belong to the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, if you would go ahead and go into your property, your property would only begin 50% of the thickness of the wall inwards. So in other words, let's say for argument's sake that the wall is 1 foot thick. So in the ratio where the entire wall belongs to me, if I have to be koines l'tzich shaloi, so it starts from this side, and then the thickness of the wall is let's say 1 amah thick, and then I would 3 amahs later I'd be able to begin build because the entire wall belongs to me. This entire space is mine. But if I have shared ownership with my non-Jewish neighbor, which is now Avodah Zarah, so 50% of the wall really belongs to him. So my Daal Amos only begins 50% in, and so on. So neither Mechza or Mechza. Avonov, Eitzov, Aforov, Mitamin Kesheretz. And all the stones and the wood and the Afar is going to have Dinei Tumas Sheretz. It's going to have Dinei Tumas Sheretz. Why? Shenema Shaketz Tishaketzenu. Because the Pasuk compares Avodah Zarah to a Sheretz. And it says Shaketz Tishaketzenu. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kenida, like our Mishnah. Kenida is named Tizrin Kemei Dava. Mani de Matama Bamasa. Avodah Zarah Matama Bamasa. So in the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, according to the Rabbanan, it says we compare it to Tumas Sheretz, according to the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Kiva says we compare it to a Nida. By the way, Rashi over there in Avodah Zarah says very interesting. Rashi says, what is the pshat that the bricks and all and the offer, everything is Tamei? Only 50% of the bricks belong to the Avodah Zarah, the other 50% are mine. So why do we say that the whole thing is Tame? So Rashi says, Afilu chelkoi, even his portion, Letisha Ein Breira. Because we don't know which brick belongs to who. We're not able to say retroactively, this was the one which belonged to you. That is what Rashi says in Avodah Zarah. The Tesis Yom Tov asks Akasha and says, 1 second. I just told you a minute ago, the Rambam said, that the tumah over here is midrabanan. We're not discussing a tumah minatar, we're discussing a tumah midrabanan. And we paskin when it comes to the rabbanans, yesh breira. Meaning, when do we say ein breira? Only by the raisa. Person has his married to two wives, both of them are called Rivka, and he tells the sefer, write a get to Rivka. Whichever Rivka comes on first, I'd like to divorce. So it doesn't work, because ein breira. A get needs to be written lishma, and we, with the sefer, didn't know which of the two Rivkas you're referring to. We didn't know which of the two Rivkas is going to walk in the door first. Ein breira. That's because gitin and lishma is in the raisa. When it comes to the rabbanas, we pass in yesh breira. That is the kasha of the Tesis Yom Tov. And again, there's answers over there. There's Rav Kivager, and there's other answers. Al-Kabanim. The Rabbanim say that the bricks are tamei, and they're compared to Tumah Sheretz. Rav Kivager say the bricks are tamei, and they're compared to a nida. And they're compared to nida. Rabbah now explains this remez. Amar Rabbah, tizreim da amar kra. What's the solution of tizreim? Tizreim. We translated it as like chuck it away. Chuck it away, like you would chuck away a woman who's in need, you'd keep her at a distance. Tizrim damar kra nakrinu minach kizar. Meaning that tizrim is miloshin zar, a stranger, kizar. And then the pasuk says, tse timer lai he kanes al timer lai. Meaning don't allow this to come in, but rather keep it at a distance. Al kobanim, where are we holding now? So far we've seen, we have a comparison of Avodah Zarah to Nida in our Mishnah. We have a comparison of Avodah Zarah to Tumah Sheretz. Now, let's just speak out a couple of things before we see the next piece. When it comes to Tumas Nida is more Chamor than Tumah Sheretz. Tumas Nida has Tumas Masa. Tumas Sheretz does not have Tumas Masa. Another difference is that Tumas Nida, has a type of Tumah known as Evan Hamasama. And Evan Masama means the following. Let's say you have some pegs. You have some pegs, and then you have a stone on top of these pegs. And then the Nida sits on top of the stone, and there are things underneath the stone. So the law of Evan HaMasama says those things become tummy. That's a particular type of tumor. It's reserved. This concept is reserved for things which are relatively chamor. That's Evan HaMasama. Now at this stage we're saying Avodah Zarah on the one hand is compared to Sheretz, because it says Shaketz to Shaktzenu. Tumah Sheretz is relatively mild. It's also compared to Nida, because it says Tizreim Kemeidava, and that's a bit more Chamor. So is there going to be Tumas Masa, or is there not going to be Tumas Masa? If I compare it to Nida, there will be. If I compare it to Sheretz, there won't be. Rabbi Kiva compares it to Nida. The Rabbanan seem to compare it to Sheretz. So the Gemara says like this. V'omer Rabba, v'masa de kuli amalei pliyid imetameh. Everyone, even the Rabbanan of Rabbi Kiva, agree that there's Tumas Masa by Avodah Zarah. Again, all the Rabbanan. Why? Because at the end of the day, you do have a Hekesh Tizrim Kemeidava. You have a Hekesh Avodah Zarah Tanida. The Machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Kiva is on another din, the din of Evan Mesamo. Rabbi Kiva Sarah Kenida. Ma nida metama ve'evin mesama, af avodah zarah metama ve'evin mesama. Rabbanan savri, no, kisheretz. Here is where sheretz comes in. Ma sheretz lo metama ve'evin mesama, af avodah zarah lo metama ve'evin mesama. So let's explain this. Now, when it comes to nida, a nida is hukush to a zav and a zava. Now, we know when it comes to a Zav and a Zava, Tumas Masa is explicit in the Psukim. So, Nida, to the extent that Nida is compared to Tumas Ziva, Tumas Ziva has Tumas Masa, Nida also is going to have Tumas Mas. It's Mavorish, because it's Hukash to Tumas Ziva, and so on. It happens to be, there's another din in Nida, a special din of Evan Nesama. But that we don't really find explicitly in the Psukim as such. So here is where things get a little bit gray. Yeah, Avodah Zarah is compared to Nida. Avodah Zarah is compared to Sheretz. We're saying now, according to Rabbah, everyone compares it to the Ikur Din Nida. The Ikur Din Nida is, for sure, there's going to be Tumas Masa, because that's Mafurish. Nida is compared to a Ziva. To a Zav, there is Tumas Masa. So for sure, Legabi, the Ikur Din of Nida, that is Tumas Masa, we're going to compare by the Zarah. Now, another special din which we find by Nida, which isn't so explicit in the Psukim, is Evan Mesama. And that the Rabbanan say, we're not going to compare it to Evan to Nida Legabe, that din also, which isn't even Mefurish by Nida, because here we have to kind of at least honor the fact that we're also comparing Avodah Zarah to Sheretz. And Sheretz is a lower level Tumah. And to the extent that it's a lower level Tumah, that's where the comparison to Sheretz will help to say that there's not going to be Evan Mesama. So that's where we're rolling. Everyone agrees, according to Rabbah, it's compared to Nida Legabe Tumas Masa. Rabbi Akiva says it's compared to Nida in Gansen. Nishno Legabe Tumas Masa, even Legabe Evan Mesama. And the Rabbanan say, no, there's not going to be Evan Mesama, because at the end of the day, we cannot forget, it's also compared to Sheretz. Sheretz doesn't have Tumas Masa, doesn't have to Evan Mesama, so Sheretz is going to be able to limit and cap it, that there's not going to be Evan Mesama. That is the Machlokes, Rabbanan, Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbah. Now, so the question which begs itself to be asked at this stage is, Ula Rabbi Akiva, Lamay Elchase is Kishla Sheretz. So, all you're doing, Rabbi Akiva, is you're comparing Avodah Zarah to the most chamor of the two, Tumas Nida, with all of the trimmings, with all of the dinim, with Tumas Masa and Evan Nesama. So, for what have you compared it to Tumas Sheretz? Ula Rabbi Akiva, Lamay Elchase is Kishla Sheretz. Says the Gemara, Limisham Sheha. What does that mean? Limisham Sheha. Now she says, She'ein hakelim hamishamshin mitamin leiba master veleiba evan misama. So the various kelim which are used also in the service of the Avodah Zarah, those kelim do not have dine tuma. That's where the hakish to sheretz comes in. So that's the only place, that's going to be the only manifestation of the Hekesh to Sheretz, is to say that the Mishamshin, the Kalim, the shovels and the plates and the trays and all the various instruments and tools which are used, they are not going to have any Tumas Masa or Evan Nesama. That is according to Rabbi Akiva. Ula Rabban and Lamay Elchase Iske Shlomido Lamasa. So now the Gemara is going to ask a question. Okay, well, you told me, so according to the Rabban, and you say that you also agree that it's Hukish Lamido Lagabi Tumas Masa, but not all the way to Nida, not all the way to Lagabi Evan Masama. Well, if so, Vuluksha Rahmana Limidela. Why not just compare Avodah Zarah to Nevela? If you look at Rashi almost directly across, one line up, Veluksha Linevela, the Isba Masa, the Lesba Evan Mesama, the Hachi Odif, the Sule Tzarech Lakushe Lesheretz, Lemeuti Me Evan Mesama. What's the Gemara's question? Let's try and understand the structure according to the Rabbanan. You're comparing it on the one hand to Nida to tell me that there's Tumas Masa. You would, in theory, continue to compare it to Nida to tell me that there's Evan Mesama. Therefore, you bring in Tumas Sheretz to tell me don't compare it to Nida for that second din. Instead of having such a complicated structure, just say we're going to compare the Tumah of Avodah Zarah To Nevela, Nevela has Tumas Masa, and it doesn't have Evan Mesama finished. So why compare it to Nida? Consider comparing it to another level. Bring in Sheretz to say, I don't make that second comparison. Just compare it to Nevela. Good. So that's the Gemara's cash. Rabbanu Lamayach is kishen neither the mass of Luchrach Manu and Nevela. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ena Panami, that's taka what we do. So if so, Elaman Nida Ena Leivarim. So for what did the Rabbanan compare it to Nida? Not to tell me Tumas Mas. Tumas Mas I can do from the comparison to Nevela. So why do I compare Avodah Zarah to Nida? Legabe the musik of Tumas Eivorim. What does that mean? Man Nida Eina Leivorim. Avodah Zarah Eina Leivorim. What does it mean? If you look at Rashi directly across, Eina Leivorim im nechtach Eivor mimena. If a person would cut off the limb of a Nida. The din is, the only reason why there'd be Tuma is because of Eivor Min HaChai. We wouldn't do so because of Eivor Min HaNida. Meaning, a Nida is only Metama if she is complete. Once she is incomplete, in the unlikely events that, Chalila, part of her limbs, she loses one of her limbs, then there is no Tumas Nida. So you want to know why we compare Avodah Zarah to Nida. We compare it Lekula. Up until now, we thought we're comparing it to Nida for Chumrah, to tell me Tumas Masa, and maybe to tell me Evan Mesama. Now we're saying to Rabbana, you know what? We're going to compare Avodah Zarah to Nevela. Nevela is Tumas Masa, Avodah Zarah is Tumas Masa. I, Lamais, the Pasa compares Avodah Zarah to Nida, that is actually going to turn out to be a kula. Just like Nida does not have Tuma le'evorim, it's only the entire woman. When she's in Nida, she is Matama, not when she's in a state of Evorim. So to Avodah Zarah is only going to be Matama when it's complete. As soon as you break off a piece of the Avodah Zarah, it's no longer able to be Matama. Says the Gemara, one more line, Velahadabai Rav Chama Bar Guri Avodah Zarah, Yeshna Leivarim, Aina Leivarim. So Rav Chama Bar Guri declared a Shaila, is there Tumas Eivarim, or is there no Tumas Eivarim? Well, why don't we just prove from here, Tivshit La, Tivshit Le Miha, Del Rabbanan, Aina Leivarim. Let's prove from here that there is no Tumas Eivarim. Says the Gemara, Rav Chama Bar Guri, Alibad Rav Akiva Boi La. He was only questioning, he only had a query within the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, not within the Shita of the Rabbanan. Let us sum up where we're holding right now. Our Mishnah at the beginning of the parak tells me that Avodah Zarah is Metama like a Nida because we have a Hekesh. We have a Sugya in Mesechas Avodah Zarah where the Rabbanan compare Avodah Zarah to Sheretz. So Rabbi comes along and says, you know what? Everyone agrees that there is Tumas Masa. Everyone agrees that there's going to be Tumas Masa. The Machlekes is in Evan Mesama. Rav Akiva says there is going to be Tumas Evan Mesama because we compare it to Nida. And the Rabbanan say there will not be Tumas Evan Mesama because we compare it to Sheretz. We ask various questions, but that's the bottom line. So according to Rava, again, everyone agrees there's Tumas Masa because of the, for various reasons, according to Rabbi Akiva, because it's compared to Nida, according to the Rabbanan, maybe because we compare it to Nevela, but everyone agrees there will be Tumas Masa. The Machlokes is there Tumas Evan Mesama? That is the way Rabba presented the Machlokes. We have one more opinion. Rabbi Elazar, first word in the line, about eight lines in the bottom. Rabbi Elazar Amar, the Evan Mesama de Kuliyama Leipligi, this additional higher level of Tuma of Evan Mesama Kuliyama Leipligi de Loi Metama. Even Rabbi Akiva says with that additional higher non-explicit Tuma of Evan Mesama, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that it's not Metama. And again, bearing in mind that it's only a tumah de rabbanan, it makes sense. You know, Chazal decided to give it a tumah. They didn't necessarily have to give it all of the dinim of a nida mamish. It was enough to give it the basic tumah, including tumas masa. Ki pligi, what is the machlikas Rabbi Akiva and the rabbanan? Bimasa. Rabbi Akiva saw a kinida, ma nida matamah bimasa, avay dezar matamah bimasa. Rabbanan saw rename to sheretz. Ma sheretz le matamah bimasa, avay dezar le matamah bimasa. So according to Rabbi Elazar, very simple, very straightforward. Rabbi Akiva is medamet tanida legamre, not only for masa, even for not only for masa. Excuse me. Everyone agrees. Every mesama there isn't a tumah, and Rabbi Akiva is medamet to anida legabi masa, and the rabbanon are medamet it to a sheretz, and that there is no tumas masa. So Frank Bigimah Rabbi Akiva lemay elchaz iskish lesheretz. So according to Rabbi Akiva, why do you need to be makish it? For what are you makish it to sheretz if you are telling me that there is tumas masa? Meaning you're comparing it to a nida to tell me there's tumas masa. So for what din are you comparing it to a sheretz? Lemisham shehal, to tell me that the only time there'll be tumas masa is on the actual idol itself, not on the mishamshe avodah zarah. V'rabbanan lemay yochase iskesh l'nida. So why are you comparing it to nida? It says ma nida ein aleivarim af avodah zarah ein aleivarim. So the rabbanan compare it to nida for a kula, to tell me just like a nida only has tuma when she is complete, so to avodah zarah only has tuma when it is complete. We'll just finish up. Rabbi Akiva, lamay yochase iskish l'nida. So I'll ask a kash on you, Rabbi Akiva, why did you compare it to nida? Lamasa to tell me tumas masa. I look shala nevela, why didn't you compare it to nevela? Again, it's a much simpler comparison. Tumas nevela only has masa, but nida has other types of things. It's got evan misam, it's got other things. So why was it necessary for you, Rabbi Akiva, to compare it to nida for masa, but not to nida for evan misame? Just compare it to nevela for masa. It's so much more simple. Says the Gemara, you're right, Eina Hanami. Ela, ma nida eina leivarim, avavodah zarah eina leivarim. So we'll say, and then just like my nida, there's no tumor when it's incomplete, when it's an evarim, so to avavodah zarah, Eina leivarim. There is no tumas leivarim. Says the Gemara, Allahu debayr b'chama bar guria. Avodah zarah yesh leivarim. Eina leivarim. He declared the shayla is the tumas leivarim or not. Tivshalei miha bein l'rabbanan bein l'Rabbi Akiva de eina leivarim. Says the Gemara. Good question. B'chama bar guria karaba masni. He understood the machlekes. Rabbi Akiva and the rabbanan like Rabba did. Boila aliba de Rabbi Akiva, and he cleared his shayla in the shita of Rabbi Akiva. We'll stop here. I just want to sum up what we learned so far. Again, one more time. Our Mishnah says that there's a comparison between avodah zarah and nida. Tizrim kemridava. The Mishnah Maseches avodah zarah says there's a comparison to sheretz. According to the Rabbanan, we have two ways of explaining the machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. According to the first way, Rabba says everyone agrees that there's going to be tumas masa. Everyone agrees there's tumas masa because it's compared to nida in some way, or it's compared to nevela. Everyone agrees there's tumas masa. The question is there going to be evan mesama? The Megiva says yes because we compare it to nida. The Rabbanan say no. That is Rabba. Rabbi Elazar says no. Be evan mesama. Everyone agrees there is no tumah. The shaila is there tumas masa? Rabbi Akiva says that there is tumas masa, and the Rabbanan say that there is no tumas masa. That is the Gemara in short. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow, Mr. Shem.